AI is the most important technology. I started side hustling about 5 years ago, and a year and a half ago, I started implementing AI into my business processes because I lost a key team member. It saved me so much time. I trained my whole team. I started using more tools, and then 4 months later, I quit my day job.
I'm here today with Mark Savant. Mark is a podcast launch and automation expert, AI expert, community builder, and he's leveraging AI to help professionals build a robust digital presence.
I think this is going to be one of the most important conversations of 2024 is what was made and created by humans and what was made and created by AI. I'm just going to give you an example. February of last year, I released an entire podcast episode that was entirely AI generated. AI wrote the script, AI wrote the title. I use a program called 11 Labs to take that transcription and actually speak it. You can use 11 Labs for free to speak in your voice.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm your host, Ben Albert. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so we'll dive right into it. I'm here today with Mark Savant. Mark, what's good, man? Excited to see you again.
What's up?
Been a while.
It's always a pleasure.
Mark's a friend of mine. For anyone who doesn't know Mark, quick bio that ChatGPT actually helped me write. Mark is a podcast launch and automation expert, AI expert, community builder, and he's leveraging AI to help professionals build a robust digital presence. At Mark Savant Media, he transforms simple Zoom calls into comprehensive marketing tools. He's passionate about making these complex processes simple and effective, ensuring his client's success in the digital landscape. How'd ChatGPT do?
Pretty excellent, I must say.
I just copy-pasted like LinkedIn, your website, a few places, and said, you know, let me get four sentences. So what did ChatGPT miss that you think would be relevant to bring up?
I mean, from a professional standpoint, that's great. I think it did miss, though, that every time you and me get into a room, new ideas start to spark. We already just in the pre-podcast, we're talking about some ways to get people to sign up for texts, how to deliver our assets more efficiently. Earlier this year, we talked about how to incorporate ChatGPT with Zapier to start automating blog writing and email writing. Like, I don't know, man. It's like we're just rubbing sticks together over here.
Dude, I mean, when you're getting together with smart people, cool things happen. I'll bring it up because I used to be a member of your community. External circumstances pulled me out of it. Not your fault, but you have a community where you're talking about AI and marketing and business on a weekly basis, a couple times a week, right? Tell us about that.
Listen, AI is the most important technology. This is not NFTs 2.0. This is like, I'll put it this way. I started side hustling about 5 years ago, and a year and a half ago, I started implementing AI into my business processes because I lost a key team member, and I just started using AI to fill in that spot. It saved me so much time. I trained my whole team. I started using more tools, and then 4 months later, I quit my day job, and this year hit well over six figures, and this upcoming year, 2024, gonna shoot for 500K in revenue. AI changes everything. It changes everything. And I think a lot of people are sleeping on how important it is. Just some quick figures here for you. The World Economic Forum anticipates 90 million jobs displaced this year. And the largest consulting firm in the world, McKinsey, anticipates 30% of the global workforce is displaced within the next 6 years. Walmart is planning to automate 63% of their stores in the next year. This is not like future stuff. This is like happening right now. And it's just shocking to me when business owners are like, oh, I don't have time. Or salespeople are like, it's my relationships that matter. You don't freaking get it. You just don't get it. AI is going to change everything.
Tell us about the community. You talk about this all day in the community, brother.
I do. I mean, listen, I think it's difficult to get started with some of these tools and processes. Most of your friends probably don't want to listen to you talk about it. You're at the Thanksgiving table and you're just like, well, AI can do this and my business is doing that. And your relatives, your wife, your friends are like, can we just watch football, or, you know, can we just do something else? And so that's a real gap, I think, for entrepreneurs. You need to be sitting with the right people, rubbing sticks together, coming up with ideas to create fire. And, you know, I think for me, it's been one of the most important factors in my journey is surrounding myself with the right people, because, you know, you might have 50% of the idea, but when you're in a room with the right types of people, they can give you the remainder of that idea or give you an angle you haven't thought of. It's just really important. So that, that membership community is there specifically to say, hey, your wife doesn't want to hear about ChatGPT. Your friends don't want to hear about your profit and loss statement, but we do. So come to our community and we're going to help you to really sharpen that sword.
It's in the notes. Mark didn't ask me to talk about it. I was just a member for a year, so I had to shout him out, because that's where all the ideas get flowing, sharing opportunities with each other. And dude, Mark, what's our quote of the day? Is it AI related? Is it business related? Give us a tweetable for today.
I mean, listen, I would go with like AI will take your job, or something like 50% of humanity is going to be dating robots within 5 years. I could do something like that, which I believe actually.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say better than yesterday, be better than yesterday. That's how I live my life. In a world that's full of confusion and chaos, if you just focus on being a little bit better than you were yesterday, that solves a lot of those problems.
So let's talk about that, because you mentioned salespeople are relationship driven. Most good marketers are incredibly strategic. They're creative. And a big concern is that the AI tool will kind of suppress that creativity, will suppress that relationship. You start automating everything and then you become a vanilla marketer. You become a vanilla salesperson. You just become a vanilla person because you're outsourcing all of it to AI. Is that an actual problem? And if someone sees that as a problem, break it for us. Tell us how it actually is.
Well, there's two things here. So A, I don't see AI is stifling creativity. I see it as enhancing creativity because it allows you to spend more time being creative. I think there are some concerns. There are some things to look at as far as, you know, book writing and authorship. You know, you can write a book. I had someone on the podcast who wrote a book in a day. You know what I mean? They wrote an ebook in one day and it already started driving sales. So, you know, that there is going to be some loss of creativity in that regard, but you know, it's a tool. It's a tool. AI is a tool to help enhance your creativity, right? The other thing I think is that misconception that, well, humans deal with humans and it's my relationships that are going to carry me through. And I don't disagree with that, but I think what people miss here is, let me paint you a picture. You get up in the morning, you go to the office, and what's the first thing you do? You open up your emails, you open up your sales log, and you, or maybe you spend an hour, 2 hours a day making cold calls. Do you like doing cold calls? Do you like that? The answer is no. I freaking hate that. I don't want to do cold calls. I don't want to send emails and spend tons of time DMing people on LinkedIn. Stop DMing me on LinkedIn. I don't care about what you're trying to sell me. I'm sorry. Okay. So that's the stuff that we don't like to do. So what we can do is we can actually outsource that to AI, right? So all the cold callings, all the cold DMs, all those initial conversations that weed out the people that aren't a fit for what you do, you can use AI so that every call that you get on is not a discovery call. This is the closing call. It's your pitch, right? They already are interested because they've already gone through all of your AI programming. They've already gone through your drip campaign. They've already probably had a conversation with someone or something that sounds a lot like you, because AI and large language models are capable of doing that. So where AI really enhances the sales process is, instead of having, let's say, a 2% close rate for every call you make, you have a 15, 20, 30% close rate. And that's where things get exciting. And if you're not using those tools, you're not going to be able to compete with me. I'm sorry. Go do something else, because you're not going to be able to compete if you're not using these tools effectively.
What I'm hearing is more time for what matters.
Oh, for sure.
What actually matters. And one thing you touched on, go deeper on it. It can sound like me. Because that would be a concern. That's always been a concern with marketing and sales and operations, that the sales is promising one thing, marketing's saying something else, and operations is completely different than the other two. We can have the AI speak in the same language pattern and provide the information. Like, it can sound like Ben.
It can. And so let me back this up just a little bit, and I can kind of explain, because I think this is going to be one of the most important conversations of 2024, is what was made and created by humans and what was made and created by AI. Okay. So that, let's shelf that for just a second. And I'm just going to give you an example. February of last year, I released an entire podcast episode that was entirely AI generated. AI wrote the script. AI wrote the title. I use a program called 11 Labs to take that transcription and actually speak it. You can use 11 Labs for free to speak in your voice. And that was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little bit better since then. So the AI can definitely sound like you from an actual physical auditory standpoint, but you can also train AI to speak like you. You can upload PDFs, videos, and audio. You can do this right into ChatGPT. You don't need any sort of sophisticated, you don't need to be a computer hacker. You just go to ChatGPT and you can start uploading audio files, and you can start to train it to speak in your voice. And you can, you know, once you start incorporating that with programs like Zapier, you can start to send emails much more quickly. You can start to send DMs much more quickly. You can develop spreadsheets. You can just do a lot of really cool stuff with Zapier, which helps you to automate these processes. So the key here, I think, is the keys here to be really successful. And what I'm looking at here is, how can I use these tools to spend more time doing what matters? Great point. But also staying authentic and being true to my personal brand. Because the last thing we want is for someone to think they're speaking to me, but it's actually a robot. That can lead towards distrust. And the key here is being transparent and efficient at the same time. And that's what I'm really focused on. I think that's going to be the major topic of 2024, is what's real and what's not.
Transparency, amplifying it, getting the message out efficiently. If I'm an author, dude, I'm narrating my audiobook, and instead of spending 3 days in the studio, the AI will narrate it for me. That's kick butt.
Oh, it's amazing.
So
it's amazing. Heck, you could have Joe Rogan narrate your book. You could have Donald Trump narrate your book. You could do it almost instantly. It's so shocking to think about that. I mean, shocking.
In 2024, is it the tipping point? This is the year?
I think we hit the tipping point last year, quite frankly. And I can't remember who I saw this from, but we're hitting a bell curve where it's going to be, AI is going to start to completely transform the way that every industry works. It's going to transform. I mean, it's so shocking. So we gave a few examples. There is a news station on Twitter now that is fully run by AI generated images. So when you're watching, they look real. These look like real people that are delivering the news, and they have B-roll, and it looks very professional. There are no news anchors. They're AI. So when you start to look at media, the music you listen to, AI influencers are here. AI porn is here. AI actors and celebrities. Within 5 years, the largest celebrity in the year is not going to be Taylor Swift. It's going to be an AI generated image. Not a doubt. Not a doubt in my mind. Not a doubt. So you're going to see all sorts of new business models pop up. AI agencies. So you say, hey, Mark, I want to create a podcast for my business. Cool. We'll do it for you. You don't even need to be involved. We'll create, you know, real business. Connections.ai, that'll be your host, or Mr. Real Business, you know, Ben Albert AI will be the host of the show, you know. And so we don't exactly know all the implications of this yet, but that is, AI is going to be infused in some of these really obscure kind of thoughts that sound like, mm-hmm. It sounds so foreign, but it's going to start to become very normalized over the coming years.
I'm having a stupid thought, and I'm going to say it, Mark. So Travis Kelce started dating Taylor Swift. He hasn't been playing very well. He's been playing poorly. Wonder if he'd play better if he was dating an AI, because that might be in the future.
It's Gosh, maybe. I, you know, is someone who has a 4-year-old son, it terrifies me because you can't procreate with AI, right. Although there are people that are working on figuring that out. But and I have a 7-year-old daughter. So when she flips on Instagram and, you know, this is already a problem where you're like, oh, I can never be as beautiful as her. But now it's just like, you know, AI, it's just, you know, these AI images, these AI bots are going to create an absolutely unequivocal, impossible cap that nobody will be able to live up to. So those are some thoughts. But, you know, obviously, I think the problem with Travis Kelce is he needs to stop worrying about advertising and start worrying about football. I think is the problem. He's just spending too much. He was the top. He got paid more than any other NFL player in ads this year. So, you know, focus less on ads, focus on football.
So we were only able to give the listener a nibble today, Mark, only a nibble. And in a second, we'll give them an integration assignment so they can take something they learned and start implementing it. But tell us how can we get your world learn more? Because you go deep on every one of these topics. Tell us what to do, where to go, how you can help us.
It's important to me. I'm on a mission to save 1 million people from AI with AI. I have this mission because you burying your head in the sand ain't going to work. And so I've got a lot of resources. You can find Mark's Font Media all over the web. But I do have a free offering for you and your community here. I really appreciate you bringing me on, Ben. You're a rock star. I see everything you're doing. I'm watching. And so I put together a special offer over at AIupdate.ai. It's a free ChatGPT guide. Totally free. It's got 200 of my favorite prompts, some ideas that'll really get your brain spinning in a way that you hadn't thought of, and how you can start to incorporate ChatGPT. I'm sharing all my best practices, talking about some Zapier integrations, talking about automation, and also talking about some of the minefields, some of the things that, you know, and when you're getting into ChatGPT, don't do this. Don't use it for this. Beware that. And so I just put together all of my best tips that have allowed and empowered me and my community over the past year. You get that at AIupdate.ai.
AIupdate.ai. And I just downloaded it before we jumped on. So I'm going to be diving deep. Someone wants accountability, send me a DM. Send Mark a DM. Get some accountability. Give us an assignment, because what's the point in all of this if we don't actually make an incremental change? What can we do different starting right now? Be better
tomorrow.
I'll
give you an assignment. Send me, after you've listened to this episode, go to ChatGPT and generate an email. I want you to generate an email and email me, mark@marksfontmedia.com. And I want that email to be totally AI generated. Use it just all AI. Write me that ChatGPT email just to let me know what you think. See how that works. mark@marksfontmedia.com.
What's it going to say? And give me some, it could be anything.
So the trick here is you need to prompt it in the way that, so that it emulates what you feel. So for example, you might say, you open up ChatGPT and you say, I want you to act as my expert email copywriter. I listened to a podcast with Mark Savant and Ben Albert. Mark Savant was not only a genius and intelligent with explaining some uses of AI with ChatGPT and da da da. He was also very handsome and very, very young.
Really, really good looking.
Really good looking. Like even more so than Derek Zoolander. And he asked me to write him an email about how I felt. Could you write me an email that I can send to him? You can just start there. Clean it up as much or as little as you'd like. But I'd like to read your AI-generated emails. And maybe I'll give you an actual AI-generated email back. Or maybe it'll be me. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Mark, I always appreciate being in your world. We will talk soon. Keep crushing it, brother.
See you soon, Ben. Keep it up.
Oh, hey, you're still here. Thanks for listening. If you need to take off, that's quite all right. I do have something brand new and exclusive to share. If you believe more hands-on training, peer accountability, and direct access to some of our guests from this very show would be a helpful addition to the podcast, do me a favor and head over to growgettersonly.com. That's grow, GROW. Getters, GETTERS only.com. GrowGettersOnly.com. Here you can unlock instant access to exclusive high-level mentors, training, networking, accountability, and hot seat coaching alongside fellow growth-obsessed entrepreneurs and business professionals just like yourself. All for, guess what? $1. That's right, $1 for 30 days. What's a grow getter? In short, a growth focused individual, especially in the business realm, who combines the relentless energy of a go getter with a constant pursuit of self improvement and collaboration. Is that you? Head to growgettersonly.com for some community support. This is not for you if you're looking for a quick fix rather than long term growth. Collaboration and learning from others just doesn't seem to appeal to you. You're not ready to be part of a community that relentlessly pushes boundaries. Complacency is your comfort zone. It's not for you. If it is for you, and if you didn't turn this off yet, I do presume you're a grow getter. And I'd love to invite you to join my new collective, Grow Getters Only. Basically, cost to check it out, $1 for a month. It's basically free. Everything is over at growgettersonly.com. Just like I said, growgettersonly.com. Oh, yeah. And one last thing. We do put on free events as well if you can't afford the dollar. Jokes aside, I'll see you on the inside. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you.